So I just want to, normally it's, normally I like to have a lot more fun up here. Like to kid around and do a lot more things and really enjoy, you know, enjoy seeing you guys and things like that, and which I don't enjoy seeing you guys anyways. But I feel like today is a little bit more serious today because of what God wants to show and what God wants to do. Oh, thank you. I really sense that He wants to do some things in us today and to really activate us today than what we would normally have. So if you would just hear me out today. Of course, you don't have anything else better to do, so good luck. I mean, you're stuck here for 45 to an hour. I'm just kidding, not 45. I'm just saying. No, you're stuck here with me, but God has some really good things He wants to share with you today. And so one of the things that He was showing me was about promises. And the definition for promises is a verb. It's to assure someone that one will definitely do, give, or arrange something, undertake, or declare that something will happen. God's got some promises in your life. He does. And if you don't believe that, then believe it now. Because God's got some great things, some great promises in your life that maybe He's talked to you about. Maybe He hasn't. Maybe you're like, well, I don't really know what it is. But have you asked Him? Have you asked Him what promises He has in your life? And I want to make sure there's three different things between promises. I want to make sure I point this out first. Is that number one, God's promises of His Word is for everyone. That's one of the promises. So one of the promises is His Word. And that's a promise we can all partake in and that we can all have. For example, He will never leave us nor forsake us. That is a promise for any day, any season, any time, anywhere. That's His promise to us, that He will never leave us nor forsake us. That is His written word on that. There's another promise that we have that is more of a conditional promise, though. And it's a conditional, and it's actually in part, and that's a prophetic word. When we receive a prophetic word, it is conditional, but it is a promise. Let me make sure you guys realize that. It is a promise, but there are conditions to it for it to actually fulfill. And those are things you have to do in your heart. You have to accept that word. You have to accept those things. And remember, they are in part. So whoever is prophesying doesn't always see the full picture at times, but the Lord does. And He is faithful to give you that promise and help you keep you on track to have that promise fulfilled. So prophetic words are conditional. That's another promise He has. The third thing is, what's God's promise is in a certain situation or season of your life. Come on, somebody. We all have certain seasons and situations where God will give us a word, and it's for that season. That's His promise for us for that season. That doesn't mean that it can't carry over to other seasons, but that is specific for that situation and that season. So I want to make sure I get into and give you more of a detail and explain the difference between those three things of promises. And God has great promises for each and every one of us. He does. He does. And I want to give you a quote. You know, guys, I love quotes. I love them because, and like I said, they're so near and dear to me when I get one of these quotes from the Lord. It's just like, I never thought I could give quotes like this. I never did. And I was like, God has been so gracious to give me these quotes. And if you need a little jingle with it, you know how you get a little jingle, you get stuck in your head. You know how those things, when those commercials, it's like, oh yeah, I like the jingle. You know how you get those things? Well, God, give me a little jingle. Are you ready for it? All right. If it's believable and yet receivable. All right. Are you got me? Got me? You ready? So it's believable and yet receivable. Okay. You're going to get that in your head and you're like, why don't you say it with me? All right. Ready? It's believable and yet receivable. That's right. It's a little jingle in your head. It's going to stay in there all day now, so you're welcome. So the Lord gave that to me. But the quote is this. If you dare to believe the promise of God, you partner with hope to see its fulfillment. Come on. That's good. It's true. It's straight from the throne room. You can get this stuff at Elevation. You can get this stuff at Bethel. You can get this stuff at any of these churches, which are mega churches. I mean, you can get these quotes. God is still the God there and here. If you dare to believe the promises of God, You partner with hope to fulfill, to see its fulfillment. Do you dare today? Do you dare to believe the promises He has for you? Do you dare to remember and stand on the promises that He promised you? Maybe it was 5 years ago and you haven't seen it. Maybe it was 15 years ago and you haven't seen it. Maybe it was yesterday and you're crying out, God, where is this promise? If you dare to believe the promises of God, you partner with hope to see its fulfillment. I just want everyone to close their eyes for a minute, and we're going to take a trip back down memory lane. Some of you might be like, oh, this is going to be interesting. Some of you are a little bit older, so you have a lot of lane there. Let's just put it like that. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Having a lot of lane there is not a bad thing. Some of you don't have a very long lane there, and it's okay too. But I want you just to remember some of the highlights of your time growing up. And whether it be different seasons that you're in, the blessings, the rewards, the accomplishments, I want you to think of it all. The risks, and I also want you to remember the heartaches, the disappointments, the sadness, but also the joy and the promises and how God's been faithful through it all. I want you to remember your childhood right now. Think about your childhood, when you were little. Think of your childhood. Think about the things that happened in your childhood. Maybe it was grandma's cooking. Or maybe that's when you first got saved or asked Jesus into your heart. Maybe you just enjoyed playing with friends outside. Or maybe your childhood wasn't that great. Maybe mom and dad split up. Should remember a few of those things. All right, let's fast forward a little bit. Let's go to the teen years. Let's go to your teen years. Filled with energy. Maybe it was that first car you got. Maybe it was the first time you got your license. Maybe it was the time that you wrecked your mother's car. I know I did. She was not happy. Maybe it has a little bit more pain with it. Maybe it was a time of new beginnings, new high school, new place to live in. Now let's go to our 20s and 30s. Some of you, this may not apply. Some of you, it might be. 20s and 30s now. Let's skip forward a few years here. Maybe it was marriage. Maybe it was kids, your first child. Maybe it was thinking how expensive diapers are. Maybe it was your first house and God providing it. All right, let's go a little further. This is the part where I stop. How about your 40s through 60s now? How about it's grandkids for you guys? How about it's getting that new boat or that new house? Woo! Or maybe there's some sadness there. Maybe it's parents passing away. Or friends or beloved ones. Some joy there, some sadness. And now the last part of the lane. 70s and up. Thinking about how it is now. Maybe it's more about aches and pains. Maybe it's about retiring or being with loved ones. And as you just kind of focus on all those different times, all those different things that have happened throughout the years, God has been right there by your side the whole time. Through the pain, the joy, the celebration, and He's been faithful through all these years. So if you want to open your eyes, there might be some things that we forgot. You know, short time that I just gave you guys to think about those things. And you think about some of the highlights, of course, but maybe there were some things that you forgot in there that God might have said. Maybe some prophetic words. Maybe some promises. So what I want to do now is I want to ask God to show us those things. Thank you, Father. Lord, thank you for reminding us of some of the promises that we've forgotten from long ago. Thank you, Father, that you're still faithful. And regardless of wherever we are in that promise, we bless your name. And we say thank you. We're just going to enter into a time of prayer right now. I just feel like in the Spirit. And I want to pray over this house. And I want to pray over this congregation. And my prayer is that the Lord would bring those promises to pass. So Father, right now we bless your name. We proclaim your name. You are so good. We thank you, Father, right now that you are doing great things in this house. Lord, that you have given us promises on promises. You've given us prophetic words, Father. You've given us situational seasons and promises in those seasons, Father. But Father, there have been many words over this house that have not come to pass yet. So Father, right now we pray for those promises to be fulfilled in this house, in this church, Father, right now. We say thank you, Father, for them. Lord, we are reminded of them, O God. And Lord, we are saying thank you, God, that you're going to bring them to pass even sooner than we had anticipated, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you are doing things now in the supernatural. Maybe we don't see it in the physical right now, but we are declaring your promises and seeing them now in the supernatural. We say thank you, Father, that you are about to move mightily in this place. That the promises that you've given us many years ago, 5, 10, even 15 years ago, are going to start to come to pass now in this house, Father. And Lord, we thank you for your timing. We thank you for your timing in all of this, because you know best, better than anything or anyone. And so we say, Lord, make it so. Make it so. Do these things, O Father. Do these things, O God, that this house would be a house of miracles. That this would be a place where you could encounter God day after day after day. Whenever those doors are open, your presence would be here so thick, O God, that people would just hunger and come here and be healed and be restored. Lord, we know you can do it. Father, do it in this house. And Father, right now I pray over the individuals, over this congregation. Lord, I thank you so much for the encounters they've had with you. I thank you so much for the promises that you've given them in season and out of season and situational times, Father, and prophetic words, Father. Lord, I thank you for all those things, God. And Lord, I pray right now that it would come to pass, some of those things that they've been waiting for 5, 10 years, even 5 months, or maybe even 1 month, Father. Lord, that you'd fulfill your promises. We partner with hope right now to see the fulfillment of your promises. We partner with you right now, Holy Spirit. We partner with you, Jesus. We partner with you, Father God, to see the fulfillment of those promises in our lives. We thank you, Father. If you want to see those things happen in your life right now, CLC, just put your hands up and just receive it. Just put your hands up. If you want to receive that, then go ahead and put your hands up and say, God, I want this. I want this. You gave this promise to me, O Father. You gave this promise to me, and I receive it, O God. I receive it. I still remember it. You brought it back to my remembrance, and I receive it right now, O God. I receive your promises, that you are faithful, that you are faithful to fulfill those promises. That is, yes, in Christ, your promises, and for the glory of God, amen. We thank you, Father, for your promises. We thank you, God, for your words. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Right now, we receive them right now. And Lord, we receive them for now, for this time. Lord, it wouldn't be another 5 or 10, 15 years, Father, but that it would be now, in your timing, in your place. We long for these things to happen, Lord. You promised us those things. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, Father. Thank you, Lord. You're so good. You're so faithful. You're so faithful today. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Jesus, Jesus. We believe your promises. We believe you have good things in store for us. His presence is here right now, so I just want to just be quiet just for a moment. I just want to be quiet for a moment and just let him speak to you. Because his presence is here. And he wants to speak to every one of us right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to give an opportunity. If you've never had a promise from the Lord, if you've just remembered your life, you never remember anything that God has ever promised you, either prophetically or anything that He's ever said to you, or maybe you're a new Christian and you don't know about promises or things like this. This is a little bit not quite understanding everything or not quite grasping everything. You're like, I never really received a promise from God. If that's you and you would like one today, He's actually wants to give you a promise from Himself today, if you would like. And if that is you, if you would be so bold as to raise your hand. If you've never received a promise from God, never had any type of thing that He's ever talked to you about, either through words or anything, okay. Is it okay if I say it out loud? Okay. It's Tammy, correct? So I'm going to give you a promise from God. So give me a moment while I tune into Him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Tammy, this is a situational one for you. And He is saying He is your strength. He is saying He is your strength. I don't know what you're going through right now. I mean, we had a conversation earlier. But what He is telling me right now is saying He is your strength. And that if you would rely on Him during this time, whatever's going on during this time, that He will show Himself strong to you. And relying on Him means getting into His presence. Relying on Him means to have relationship with Him, talking to Him, reading His Word. And that's where He's going to show Himself in presence form to you. That is His promise to you, Tammy. Amen. He loves you, Tammy. You know that? That's what you hear? You can believe it. It's true. I can, as well as everyone else in this house, can tell you many testimonies of how He's done great and wonderful things in our lives. And He's done so many great things. And I couldn't begin to, we'd be here for hours if I were to tell you some of the things that He did. But He is good. He is so good. And you can trust Him. Okay? And it's hard. It's hard sometimes to trust something you can't see or feel. But you can trust Him. Okay? Anyone else have never had a promise from God and would like to have one? All right. Well, let's just pray in closing today. Oh, go ahead, Pastor Steve.
Yeah, I just feel to share something too. In His Word, He says that He will always fulfill His word and that His promises are true. But sometimes when it's been a while that we've been waiting for a promise, when we've been waiting for the fulfillment of a promise, that we get discouraged or frustrated or disappointed. And I feel like He's wanting to remind us this morning that the fulfillment of that promise is not slow because you are unworthy. That is never the case. Sometimes we think, well, you know, He keeps His promises to other people, but not to me. See, that's not the issue. Now, sometimes the issue is it depends on you doing your part. You know, like if God has said, you do this and then this will happen, there's still some of us that haven't done our part yet. And so I just want to encourage you in the Lord today, if He told you to do something, then He can't fulfill the second one till you do the first one. Like children, obey your parents and you will experience long life. Okay? So there's some things that we have to do that He's waiting for the fulfillment to come. But it's never because you're unworthy. Like, would you hold back promises you made to your kids because they didn't behave? Or they didn't earn it? You know, you would still, like, you know, I'm going to be feeding you supper every day. And I'm going to be providing clothes for you. But all of a sudden, I've decided not to do that because you're not worthy for me to do that. And sometimes we look at God that way. You know, we don't look at Him in such a way that we realize He wants to give us fulfillment of those promises. Okay? So He's a good God. He wants to fulfill those promises. But we do have to do our part if it's one of those promises that depend on us doing something that He's asked us to do. Amen?
Yeah, sure, man, Pastor Kurt. Let's get the trio up here. Why not?
For this morning. And along those lines, whenever Van had us waiting on the Lord, I really felt like, you know, he talked about conditional promises. And I felt like the Lord spoke to my heart. There's obviously some things that only the Lord can do. When he asks the prophet, can these dry bones live? The prophet says, only you know, Lord. And then as God had him speak to the dry bones, they came to life. But the prophet wasn't able to do that. But sometimes the Lord asks us to do some very natural things, as Pastor Steve was mentioning, and the Lord can't proceed in fulfilling that promise until we do our part, even in the natural. Like if you, you know, if I tell you, if you hook up the lights properly in this sanctuary, when you flip the switch, you'll have light. Well, if I don't hook them up properly in the natural, right, I can't experience the light that God says I can have. Does that make sense? It's just a very natural thing that sometimes God asks us to do before he can fulfill his promise. That aside, I felt like the Lord gave me a word of knowledge. I heard pinched nerve, and my sense is that it's in the upper left side of your back. Pinched nerve. Okay, Tanya. Oh, I got the wrong side, it looks like. Yours is right, huh? Okay. Anyone else pinched nerve? We just want to pray and ask the Lord to heal. Pinched nerve? Okay. If you would just... Your sister. Okay. What's her name? Teresa. So we're going to pray for Tanya and Teresa this morning for this pinched nerve. Will you just reach out your hands either to Tanya or to Stan in proxy for his sister? So, Lord, we thank you that you want to heal pinched nerves. We pray that you would unpinch the nerves in Jesus' name, that you would bring a release, that you would bring freedom from the pain, that you would go to the root of this and bring healing and wholeness. We curse this pinched nerve in Jesus' name, and we say your assignment is over and you must leave in Jesus' name. Thank you for a release of healing, a release of wholeness, a release of newness, a release of comfort, and a release of peace where this pinched nerve formerly was in Tanya and Teresa. We bless them and speak healing over them in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen.
Sure. So, let's just all stand as we just go ahead and dismiss today. God's done a lot of good things in us lot of good things to us. And so let's all just say thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You're so good. Thank you for your promises. Thank you for all your faithfulness through the ages, through childhood to 70s and further beyond. Lord, we are so thankful for what you're doing. You've provided, you've guided, and you've been faithful. Lord, we're so thankful for all of those things. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We thank you so much, Father, for all those things. Jesus, Jesus. And Lord, as we leave today, let us be refreshed. Let us be re-energized, oh God. Lord, because we need you every day. But let it not only be a Sunday occurrence. Let us be recharged every day. And Father, continue on. If we forgot about a promise, Father, help us to go home and write it down. Put it in our journal. Put it somewhere in a place where we'll remember it, Father. And if there's other promises you want to show us, Father, that we didn't get today, Father, Lord, we ask, God, that you'd show us this week, oh God. That you'd show us those promises. Father, we're just so thankful right now that you love us so much that you would give us promises and that you would fulfill them. In Jesus' name. Amen.
And Father, I just feel like you're saying to us today that someone is standing here, in fact, a number of people, and are saying, as far as healing, what about me? And see, Father, you call out healing so that we understand that you're here to do healing. And so those who are saying, but I didn't have a pinched nerve, or I have a pain in my leg instead, or I have this thing or that thing, Father, you are saying that you are here to do healing this morning. And it's just a matter of saying, God, I receive. So wherever you have pain today, wherever you need his touch, wherever you need healing, that one was called out just so you realize that he was here to touch you today, to heal you today. So, Father, we reach up, and wherever it is that we have pain today, whatever it is in our bodies that we need your healing touch, we receive from you today. We receive from you today. Yes, more, Father, more, Father. As you release your healing, we just receive it today. We receive it. We receive it. You've already told us it's not about us being worthy enough. It's not about us earning it. But because of your great love, you pour it out. And so we receive your healing today. And we thank you for your promises that they are yes and amen. So we say yes to each promise you've given to us as individuals, each promise that you've given to us as families, each promise that you have spoken over CLCC. We agree with you. Yes. And amen. May it be so, Lord Jesus. And the family of God said, amen. You are dismissed.